Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Samechei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. As we learned previously, we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What happens if you have Malkus and you have Mumin? Rabbi Yochanan holds that we have Malkus, you have Mumin. So then one gets Malkus and does not get Mumin. In the case that a person eats Truma and needs to pay for it, is referring to in a case where he doesn't get Malkus. There's no Asura, for example. Rish Lakish learns is no such thing, because if you're supposed to get Malkus when you do it in Bemezid, so even if he does it B'Shege, he doesn't pay for it. So what's the reason that we pay for Truma? So the Gemara brought one of the answers of the Gemara towards the end was that Rish Lakish says it's a Gzeres HaKasov. The Torah told me that you must pay for Truma, you don't get Malkus. So that's the Machlokes of Rish Lakish. Says the Gemara now, we're going to use a Girsa Rav Chaim, who's quoting the Yerushalmi Maseches Ksuvos, which is different than the Gemara that we have here. Shoigig b'truma u'meizid b'chometz. Someone eats truma b'shoigig, like any other truma, but he's eating that truma as chometz, and he's eating on Pesach, and he's eating b'meizid. And for the chometz, he's supposed to get malchus for the lav. Or similarly, shoigig b'truma u'meizid b'nazir. He's eating, he's a nazir, he's not supposed to drink wine, and he goes ahead and he eats something which is truma, but that's a mistake. He didn't realize it was truma. But he knows very clearly he has a straw, not that he drink the wine as a nazir. So he's supposed to get a malchus as a nazir. And a third case, very similar, shoygig b'truma u'meizid b'yom kippurim. He's eating it, he knows it's Yom Kippur, not supposed to eat, but he still goes out to eat it, but he doesn't know it's truma. So he has a shoygig in the truma, he has a meizid and something else to get on that malchus. Says the Gemara, in niftirane b'shnei dvarim nichol. If you hold it's two separate mechayvim, then it's okay. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Explanation number one is, because it's two different things, so then you have Malkus and Mumin. When do we say, Kim Leber de Rabba, meaning you give only one punishment, not two? When it comes from the same source, from the same Aveiro, like Trumo, you get Malkus and Mumin, you choose one. But if it's coming from two different sources, so then in Echanami, there will be Malkus and Mumin according to everybody. Or, second shot, if it's coming from two different places, everybody agrees you get only Malkus and not Mumin. Rabbi Yochanan holds always when there's Malkus and Mumin, you get Malkus and not Mumin. Rish Lakish holds, yeah, usually when you talk about Truma, they're all coming from the same source. So there, there's exactly the cost. So if you pay, you don't get Malkus. But if it's coming for two different reasons, two different lavim, so then the Malkus overrides the money and you don't pay, you actually get Malkus. That's how Rabbi Chaim brings the name of his father's stipler to explain Shnei Dvarim. But in Niftar and Ebedora Echad, but if you consider this to be one, meaning this is considered to be, even though it's coming from two different lavim, but it's still Malkus and Mumin for the same Maaseh, so then the din is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Mishim ben Lakish. It's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Mishim ben Lakish. Could Rabbi Yochanan in this case, he gets Malkus, even though there's Truma involved, because whenever you have Malkus, you get Malkus, and that overrides the money. According to Mishim ben Lakish, it's special because there's a kasuf, that by Truma you pay, even though there's Malkus over there. Continues the Gemara, Tama Tanin, we learned over there, Ein bin Shabbos, Leyom Kippurim, El Shezez Doinu B'de Odom, Fezez Doinu B'Karis. Meaning, Shabbos, what a person does with B'mezid, he gets a Misas Bezid. Person who is over a Yom Kippurim B'mezid, he gets Karis. Ha B'Tashlomim, Zefezez Shavim. But regarding payment, they're all both equal, that you don't pay, person does not pay if he's Chayav, one of these Misas. Mastiso, the Mechuy Ben Akana. This goes like Mechuy Ben Akana. Tani Mechuy Ben Akana, Oimer. Yom Kippurim and Shabbos at Tashlomim. Meaning, the Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same din regarding money. The same by Shabbos, person doesn't pay when he's chayav on Shabbos. So also by Yom Kippur, person doesn't pay when he's chayav Yom Kippur. Even the Yom Kippur is a chorus and not a Mises Beis Din. Hashem and Nazi Oimer, Kemechavei Krisus, Kachavei Mises Beis Din. So Hashem and Nazi says, also he agrees, the same idea, that a person who eats in Yom Kippur and he's chayav chorus, he won't have payment. But he says the reason is different. The first Mandama just says that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are equal to each other. The second Mandama says because all Chayvei Krisus, all Koris, are exactly the same thing like Mises Beis Din. The same with Mises Beis Din, we have a Din Kim Da'avani, a person gets punished with a more severe punishment, which is Misa. Also by Koris is considered to be the severe Misa. That's what a person gets. He does not get anything else. Says the Gemara, my binin, what will be the Chiluk between Rav Shimon and Asher and Nechuy Ben Akana? Says the Gemara, "Avachah b'shem Ravino, Omai Nairo Nido b'neihon." One equivalent between them is if you have a Nairo who's a Nido, And could use the Gemara that in Sarachem would base, Omar Mano Uf Achos Ishtoi Binern, or a person has a relationship with the sister of his wife. In both cases, there is Karis. The Shaila is, do you pay the Kras? Says the Gemara, Dai de Ruchir Ben Akano, Ma Shabbos Ein Leheter Achai Suro, Fiyon Kippur Ein Leheter Achai Suro. Shabbos and Kippur are equivalent to each other. Because they're both in Isur, it doesn't become Mutter. You never have Shabbos and Kippur that are Mutter. But here there is a heter. She'll stop being a nido. If the wife dies, so then the sister is mutter. So it's an iser that's about to expire. So you can't compare it to the same equation of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Do you learn from Koris? Shabbos, yesh b'koris. Yom Kippurim, yesh b'koris. That's where they're equal to each other. Zu means these. Talking about the Nairo who's a Nido, and talk about Achos Ishtoi, because there's a Karis over here, so you don't pay. So that's the Afkamina. Do you just learn Yom Kippur from Shabbos, or you learn just a general thing regarding Karis? Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yehuda Pazi boy, Rabbi Yehuda Pazi asked, Lavin v'krisus my amrin ben ilin tanoi. We learn that we have Karis and Mamin, you don't pay. What happens if you have Karis and Alav? Meaning, do you get Malkis with Karis? Omar Rabbi Yosi Tzricho LeRabbonin, which he says, yeah, Rabbonin really had that question in the Beis Hamikdash. Omar Avyoin Velamel Shomer LeMinado the Tanim Shirim Bar Yochai. Why are you not learning from what the Brayos of Shirim Bar Yochai said? Tanim Shirim Bar Yochai, Rabbi Tapfa Noimer, Emar Kores B'Shabes Emar Kores B'Yom Kippurim. It says Kores Shabes, Kores B'Yom Kippurim. Emar Kores Omer B'Shabes Ein Makris Etzel Miso. Kores Omer B'Yom Kippurim Ein Makris Etzel Kores. Using the Gius of Abchaim that says Makris instead of Momin. I mean, what is the Gemara saying? We just compared Shabbos to Yom Kippur. And we said the same thing, you have a Shabbos, you have a Yom Kippur. By Shabbos, you don't pay with the Misa, and Yom Kippur, you don't pay with the Karis. So similarly, say by regarding Malkus. The same way by Shabbos, there's no Malkus when there's Misa. That's clear, everybody agrees to that. So also by Yom Kippur, there's no Malkus when there's Karis. Omar Amanu Kamei Abesi, Matzrichin Leik, Roshim Melokish. This whole question is only according to Rish Lakish. Only according to Rish Lakish, we have a question, is there Malkus when there is Karis? We know the answer. Why? Sometimes there will be Malkus in a place of Miso. Using the Gisa of Abchaim, so of course there will be Malkus by Karis. And the Gemara explains, according to Abchaim's Gisa, we're going to skip the following words and we're going to say them later in the Amud. So someone does a Shechito of a mother and a child, an animal mother and an animal child, sheds both in the same day, you're over the Yisra of Oysaves B'noi. But he does the Lavid Zara. So for the Lavid Zara part is Chayav Miso. If they give him a straw for Oysaves B'noi, he gets Malkus. If they give him a straw for Lavid Zara, he gets Skil. As Abchai points out, in this case, Momin will never have. When there is chayvim miso shegigim, you have a miso, there's no straw on that, person won't pay money. But malkas you do pay. So you see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a potential malkas in a place of miso. So therefore, it could be also malkas in a case of karis. Yoshir Melokish Omar, Yoshir Melokish says, filu et trubol ishumo yisuvez b'noi, even if that straw was for yisuvez b'noi, ain't a loike, it doesn't get malkas. Because if they would warn him for the Zohar, he gets Kilo. So according to Shemir Lakish, in this case, you have Kibbul and Yamini. So the Gemara says, the whole Sufik, if there is Malkus in place of Karis, it's only going to be Shlakish. That holds that there's no Malkus ever but place of Miso. So the question is, what happens by Karis? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, even by place of Miso, if there was no Asura, you get Malkus. So of course you get Malkus in a place of Karis. So it says now the Gemara, the gear so that we skipped before, the Gemara brings it right now. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, I still have the question. Why is that so? Says the one that Sachvav Mudalef. There you talk about these two different Yisurim. There's an Yisur of Avodah Zarah, and there's an Yisur of Oseh Zbnoi. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if you're not getting Miso for Avodah Zarah, so you give him Malkus for his Oseh Zbnoi, for the other Yisur. But here it's the same Yisur. Talk about someone who did one Isser, and that Isser has Chorus and it has Malkus. So Yitimi Yochanan will say, if this same Isser is Mechayev Chorus, this same Isser cannot be Mechayev Malkus as well. So the question the Gemara asked before, will there be Malkus for a person who's Mechayev Chorus? It's a question, Sa'akori to Yochanan, Sa'akori to Rish Lakish. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Samechei.